first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I go to a Red Sox game and we're going to see a bunch of history and stuff and, you know, see the city. So maybe I'll have an update next time we get together. But this week, I have a special guest. This guy never does any media whatsoever. He keeps to himself and he just grinds it. And he's just an all-around good guy. I got Eddie Boyce. He's the founder of Better Days Mentoring, LLC. He's also owner of Angelina's restaurant here in Green Bay, which is absolutely worth the price of admission. And we'll talk about both things. But Eddie, you're here.
Yeah.
We got you. Eddie Boyce, everybody. So Eddie and I went to the same high school. He graduated a couple of years after me. Mm-hmm. So I'm older. His brother, Harry, I knew more in mm-hmm. high school. Because his brother, Harry Boyce, I played soccer and so did Harry. But Harry's known for more of the basketball thing because he went on and played, 10 years professionally?
Yeah, 10 years overseas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And so Harry's got a hell of a power shot too, though, in soccer. That would say, I bet he got along pretty good over there with a shot like that, I would imagine.
Soccer ain't for me. It worked for him.
But I'm so thrilled that you're here. You were just recently awarded and recognized by We All Rise at their Juneteenth celebration. Mm-hmm. And they recognized male caregivers. mm-hmm. in the community, and you were one of them.
Yeah, myself and Dennis Tenen and my brother Harry, they wanted to highlight individuals that had went to East High School and have come up in the community and wanted to highlight us three in particular, just kind of showing like, hey, you know, you can achieve things.
Oh, yeah.
And just being, you know, East graduates and all three of us being college graduates. I mean, we all competed at the next level
mm-hmm.
playing, you know, I was able to compete all 4 years. And
yeah, you're pretty good at basketball yourself, my friend.
Yeah, I'm more, if you ask, you know, I got all the dog in me. So Harry's your overall, he's your overall, like, okay, but I'm the better scorer.
There you go.
I can do, once I get the ball, it's over.
Kobe.
Yeah, I can fill it up.
I know you can.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem filling it up.
No, that's so cool. And, you know, I remember that was my memory of you in high school, was prolific basketball player. I mean, very, very talented.
Thank you.
We didn't interact much in school, but it's crazy. Like, so the last, you know, when I graduated high school, I didn't really know what I was going to do. And it was, you know, I kind of just put my head down and just grinded as hard as I could at doing whatever I could to be successful. And then all of a sudden, like, I picked my head up and I, you know, cause it's lonely doing that, you know, for I've found that, you know, I lost a lot of connections and all of that, but it's so cool to pick your head up and see like, you're killing it. Oh my God. Like you started an incredible mentoring, you know, organization that benefits the community.
Mm-hmm.
You have a restaurant. You're like, I think you're the only black business owner in that industry in this town.
Yeah.
And so like, what, how the heck? That's amazing. You got a beautiful family, wife, kids, everything. Like life is good for you, man.
Yeah. I mean, Better Days started 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So when I was doing that, like, that was something that was very, very essential to me, because I look at it and I'm like, man, you know, at a time growing up the way that I did, you know, we was raised just by my mother,
mm-hmm.
you know, so grew up in a single mother, you know, single parent household. So I think that's crucial to have, whether it be in home or outside of your home, somebody that you can, you know, go to or get guidance from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with Better Days, you know, that's been very good, just from the sense of the community has, you know, very much just been involved with it. And I mean, I got a great working relationship with, you know, juvenile justice over at Brown County, a great relationship with, you know, the PD, the officers from the PD.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know what I mean? So
yeah, no, now, that's cool.
You know, it's really helpful, because sometimes, you know, you might have a young kid that's doing something on the weekend and an officer stops them, or there might be something that takes place. And instead of it just being like, oh man, you know, you're going to jail. Well, the officer will call myself or
no
one
kidding,
of my mentors.
Really?
Yeah, I kid you not. And so, like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and just to say, like, hey, you know, this
come talk
happened.
To this kid.
Yeah, this
that's
happened
sweet.
Over the
that's
weekend
cool.
with this family, and so I enjoy that, because it also helps with those young individuals, whether you're white, black, Asian, Hispanic. It allows for them to get a different perspective. That hey, okay. These guys are
not
all
bad.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And when they see me having interactions with them, whether it be I'm out and about in the community.
It's a simple handshake.
Yeah, and I dap up an officer.
Oh, that's
hey,
cool.
Like, how
yeah,
you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, yeah. Mr. Boyce, oh man, you know, like what's going
you.
On? Yeah.
Yeah right.
You know what I mean? And so that's it allows cool. for those kids to see that, because I think, you know, you see a lot of things on social
yes.
media and different things. And I always say, you know, I can't be in control of those things that are happening in all those different places.
Yep.
But we can control what we do here mm-hmm. in Green Bay.
What were you doing professionally when you started that foundation?
When I started that, I was already working. Like, I just graduated.
Okay.
I came back and I found out I was actually gearing up and I was preparing to go overseas to go and play.
No kidding.
I kid you not.
Oh, cool.
After my scene, like, I was like, okay. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go up over here. Yeah. And my grandmother had just passed, so we went down to Chicago for a funeral. We came back and found out, you know, at that point, she was my fiance. Like, she was pregnant. I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay. So I was excited.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, okay. Like, all right. And then, you know, I'd already had buddies that were already up over there. And I'm like, for me, I loved the game of basketball, but I wasn't in love with it.
Okay.
There's two different ways.
You know,
Harry was in love with it, right?
Yeah, that's everything he did.
Yeah, he breathed it, he lived. For me, basketball was, it was really more of a tool for me, because I always, since I was little, like, I just kind of envisioned having ownership and owning things.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I just being a point guard too, like, I was more, I told people what to do.
Yes.
Hey, you get here, you get here, you get here. Like, everybody had to follow, and I made sure everything. So I just always had, like, this hustler's mentality.
Yes.
Like, I want to own things. I want to have ownership. I want to buy things. And so,
yes.
I kid you not. So, you know, when I was.
We speak the same language.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So yeah. When I was doing all of this, it was like, okay. So I just, one day I was working at a place and I was just like, yeah, I'd rather just own my own and do my own thing. So I immediately just started my own LLC. That's cool. And, you know, started working with a lot of youth. And then it just grew. So I've worked all the way across the board, from cognitive delays.
That's cool.
I've worked in schools. You know, I contract with school districts now at Schwabenon and De Pere for alternative school for, like, you know, some of the kids where it can be a little tough for them.
Yep.
You know, in a school setting. So to help you be able to now control yourself or teach you coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's all just come full circle, whether it just be, okay, we mentor this kid throughout the day, or he has a court case, or, you know, he's put on an order, and I got, you know, great relationships with the judges where it's like, hey, you know, we're assigning you to go to Better Days to work with Mr. Boyce at Better Day, because, you know, and, you know, granted, you know, the best part about that is when you do very good work, they respect
you,
you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So that's been great to have those relationships, but also the respect from them to know, like, no, they get after you.
Yeah.
We don't want to go through the motions where I'm at, you know, because that doesn't work, nor does that help you succeed neither. Yeah. You know, if I'm not teaching you, or if I'm not, you know, getting after you, where I'm like, no, we can't be doing that. You know?
Right. We're talking with Eddie Boyce here on Rational Revolution. What brought you to having that business focus on mentorship of youth?
I mean, growing up, I mean, a lot of the buddies around me, you know, they were missing the same things that I was missing, right? A lot of them didn't have father figures. You know, so I knew at that point, I'm like, man, you know, it's becoming critical out here.
Yeah,
even more so, because when I was coming up, you know, the rule of thumb was you listen to your elders, right?
Yeah.
And you when they said, you follow. Well, by the time I was getting out of college and I'm looking around, I'm like, man, this is changing the whole landscape. You know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
Kids ain't really listening.
When I say jump, you say how high.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was rule of thumb. Like, I said it, so don't you even ask me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's law.
Uh-huh.
And for me, like, I parent that way. I am the law. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like my kids, like they don't even blink. They just like, yeah, dad said it. Like, you know, like for real. And like my wife, dad comes home and everybody, yeah, everybody knows.
Shave up?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, you think about that, right? Like, I grew up, you know, when I think about that.
We'll continue this in just a second here. On the other side, we got Eddie Boyce here on the Rational Revolution.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everybody. Mark Becker here on the Rational Revolution, talking with dear friend Eddie Boyce, founder of Better Days Mentoring, an all-around good guy. And we're talking about on the other side of the break that he is the guy in the household, and you know, I think this might be the first time, because you blew out your Achilles. I might be, you know, if you say jump, say how, I might be able to outjump you right now.
No,
still not, eh?
Yeah, I kid you not. I started jumping again about 3 weeks ago.
No way, oh man.
Yeah, so
I'm screwed.
I'm really on a fast recovery track.
All right, good
right
for you,
now.
Man.
Yeah.
Now, so you were talking about how one of the reasons why you picked and chose to mentor youth is when you got out of college and you saw, you know, times changing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when I talk on that, or like when I speak on that, I look at it and I'm like, man, you know, especially for a young minority,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's more access for them now than
yes.
there was when I was growing up. You know what I mean? So now there's more things for them to possibly, you know, now you can end up hopping on YouTube and following a guy that is doing completely just dumb things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas before, like, you actually had to be outside and be around
right.
those individuals yeah. for that type of influence, right? So, and I think, you know, the more access these kids have, which is good and bad, right?
Yes.
It's no different than
yes.
technology, right?
Yes.
If it's not monitored the right way, or, you know, taught and curbed in the right direction, well, then you just, it becomes more of an addiction and
yeah.
things where you just utilize it in a terrible manner. So, and I look at that and I'm like, man.
How do you see that affecting kids?
Which part of it?
The technology and the instant access and YouTube and.
It's pros and cons, right?
Yeah.
But I think what it does do is it makes it, it's made certain kids who, if you are a fake, like where I'm from, you call them fakers, a pump fakers.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you really ain't real.
Okay.
But now you can go watch a video clip and talk about some stuff that you ain't never lived.
None of it's real, yeah.
You ain't never lived it, but now you done gained, you heard somebody else talk about it from a neighborhood in Chicago.
Yeah.
Or in LA. And it's like, you ain't even grow up there.
Right.
Like, what is you talking about? I'm serious, you know? Yeah. So like, what it has done is basically, you know, it's made you kind of be enamored, fascinated with things that it's like, nah, you know what I mean? You got this fascination with things that are, a lot of times, you know, you want the jewels, you want the cars, but you don't understand all the other things that are coming with that, you know? So, so the fascination has, that's what it's done, is created this crazy amount of fascination for a lot of these young kids where, like, the instant gratification now.
Ed, I'm a business owner too, and as are you. And I think of, like, you know, how many times someone has said to me, and I'm sure someone said, oh, that must be nice. It's like, bro, you have no idea.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, no clue.
Yeah, it is like, not what you think. Like, oh, you're the boss. So, like, you can
just be
like,
nice.
No, because any issue that comes up, people are not wanting to talk to that individual.
Oh, no.
You ever, and I say this to people, I'm like, when you have a problem, who do you usually ask for when you're dealing with somebody? Let me see the manager, or where's the owner?
Yep.
The manager comes to the owner now.
Mm-hmm.
So now the owner, and so it's not like, and I explain that to kids, like, it's not fit for the week.
No.
It's not.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because everything starts and stops with you.
Right.
So you have to be really, or at that point, you have to employ people around you that have those particular great skill sets.
Yes.
That either you don't have or that you're not fond. Like, if you're not very fond of firing people, right?
Right.
Well, you're going to go get you somebody that,
that can
good.
Do it.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate doing that. Yeah, I know.
You see?
It sucks. Yeah.
You know what I mean? My chiropractor, he talks about it all the time. He's like, man, I hate that. I hate that.
Yeah.
And he was like, I know you probably don't mind. I said, nah, you know I don't.
I'll come get you.
Yeah, like, hey, look, you know, you got to carry your weight.
Yeah.
We got to get things done.
It's, you know, no matter what happens, the business has to come first. And, you know, sometimes, like, when I have to do something that's uncomfortable, I think of, like, I can do this or it's my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everything that I do is for them.
Yep.
And my wife. You know, and so, but you know, people, oh, it must be nice. You have no idea.
No.
You have no idea what that is. So, like, you know, talk about Better Days Mentoring. So you started that.
Yep.
You saw kids that needed direction, needed help.
Yeah.
How did that go in the beginning? How did you get your inroads into, you know, organizations and you know, police departments, or, you know, say, hey, don't send this kid off. Call me.
No, I to be honest, I didn't even have to tell them that.
No kidding.
They just, it became more like a partnership.
That's cool.
Where, like, for them, you know, there's a lot of real things that go on within the city, right?
Yes.
And if you're just going over to a house because another young boy has an issue with another young boy, mm-hmm. or the family has an issue with another family, well, I wouldn't say that you're not really utilizing your time very well, but, like, for them, it's like, okay, well, we have somebody that can interject on these things and tell it the way that it is without it being like, well, you're not thinking about them or you're being racist.
Right.
No. Like,
if it's coming from you, if it's coming from me, the vessel is...
Yeah, it's different, right?
Yes.
But I'm going in and I'm telling them, like, no, these officers ain't wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't be out here carrying around Orbi guns or you know, acting as if you got something, like, no, man, that'll get you hurt.
Or worse.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah. Right.
Because I look at it and I say, like, I wouldn't play that game neither.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, what are we doing? So
there's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah, it definitely is. And so I always say, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. I'm not about to go back and forth about it. And granted, you know, I've always said, you know, sometimes you can get some officers that are probably not always the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But then a lot of the guys that I work with over here at the PD and my mentors do, I mean, it really is. It's a great relationship.
They have some good people.
Yeah, really. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's the thing is that, you know, we at this, you know, I always say, you know, we can just make it better.
Well, and it's, you know, it's one thing. It's like you don't want to be judged on other people's mistakes. And I don't think, you know, you can hold the police department to that respect as well.
No, you want to give people an opportunity, right, and give them a chance. And for some of these officers that come from smaller areas and now they're here working, it gives them an opportunity. Right.
Yeah. And I think the cool thing is, you know, the leadership of the city sees that and sees the changing demographics, and they want to hire to meet that as well. We're talking with Eddie Boyce here on the Restroom Revolution. We'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Wildfires burning in New Mexico, 24,000 acres charred, 2 people dead. But firefighters are starting to make ground. Fires with a combined 33% containment. FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell is expected to visit the area this weekend. Former President Trump rallying at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Washington, D.C.
Christians go to church, but they don't vote that much. Do you know the power you have if you would vote? It wouldn't even be. So you got to get out and vote just this time. I don't care. In 4 years, you don't have to vote, okay?
Meanwhile, President Biden is out of town, spending the weekend at Camp David preparing for next week's debate with Trump. A suspect is in custody after a mass shooting in an Arkansas grocery store that left 3 people dead and at least 10 others injured. At least 39 people were killed by Israeli strikes across northern Gaza today, say Palestinian and hospital officials, emergency workers digging for survivors. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose in San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Padres 9-5 at Petco Park. The Padres with 9 runs off of 15 hits. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
They hit the ball tremendous tonight. The Padres were tremendous. They've been, since that win in Philadelphia, they've been playing great, swinging the bat great.
Brewers reliever Hobie Milner charged with the loss. Hockey, the Stanley Cup Finals. The Oilers beat the Panthers again, this time 5-1. So now the series moves back to Florida for a final game set. Monday night, face-off 7 o'clock. NFL, the Packers training camp now a month away. I asked Romeo Dobbs if this is a good time to finish memorizing the playbook.
Yeah, growth is everything, you know. I mean, coach always says it. It's either you're getting better or getting worse, and I believe that every guy in our room has gotten better throughout the course of this offseason. And again, to make it short, I'm looking forward to it.
That's Packers wide receiver Romeo Dobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs near 67. For tonight, showers and storms and a low near 51. A few scattered showers and storms on your Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and highs in the low 70s. 50 Sunday night, 80 in sunshine for Monday.
Currently 66 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We're fresh off our Cedarburg Strawberry Fest hangovers. You'll want to tune in Monday, Big Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Rational Revolution. Mark Becker here with friend Eddie Boyce, who's the founder of Better Days Mentoring. We're also going to talk about his sweet restaurant here in the next break or in the next segment. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, kind of where we are as a society. You know, I often think about how I grew up. I grew up in a very white, very Catholic family, you know, and we always tried to live our faith, loving thy neighbor, be the best example of Mr. Rogers. There's our Mr. Rogers reference, Todd. I think like once an episode, I always mentioned Mr. Rogers. That dude was,
thank you.
That
thank
dude
you.
Was badass, let me tell you. Can I say that on the radio?
Is you
that,
just did.
Okay. but you know, his idea of being kind to everyone, I don't know if you remember or if you know of, there was an episode with him with Francois Clemens, who was the black mailman. And when they were working on desegregating things like public pools, Francois Clemens was a black mailman.
Yeah.
And it was really hot in the show. And he had this little kiddie pool, Mr. Rogers did. And he's like, why don't you come take a break? And they both put their feet in the pool together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the first time on TV, like landmark. Oh, my God. Like, that's awesome. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
You know? And those little things that people do to fight for equality. And, you know, I every day I try to learn and grow and ask questions and, you know, because I want to better understand everybody. And meet people where they are, you know. And it was interesting. I talked to my wife about this yesterday because I said, you know, we're going to talk about. So, and my wife is black, but she grew up. She was raised by a white woman, and it sounds like her mom and your mom were kind of similar with like, hey, you don't just go put your head down, go kick ass. That's it, you know? And so she grew up with that mindset of like, I'm not going to see myself as a black person. I'm going to see myself as a person.
Yeah.
And which is cool, you know? But I think a lot of what we are missing, and I talked to you about this off air, and my wife and I talked about this, in order to understand where we are as a society, It's unconscionable that it took me until my 30s to learn about tribal schools and Black Wall Street and Tulsa Massacre and all of these things to understand, okay, the absolute generational trauma that does exist that you have to be cognizant of. And even, you know, with the mindset of you where I'm not going to let that affect me, which is amazing.
That's because I was taught that. Though,
right.
You know what I mean?
But I think we also need to have understanding in society of, okay, let's give opportunities. Let's, try to understand. I feel like I'm a pretty understanding guy, and I think I know more than most people when it comes to this stuff. And but you know, and it was crazy, like when our son was born, when I saw like a prejudice for the first time, we were in the hospital and my son wasn't eating and he was, you know, and this was like day two and he started shaking and the doctor came in and like looked at my wife and was like, oh, he's just, the kid's just going through withdrawals. And he walked out and I was like, what? Like, what? And it took me like 6 months before I recognized what that was, because I didn't know. I had no idea. And then I read an article about how black women are like 9 times more likely to die in childbirth than a white woman. And I lost it. I was like, that's what that was? Holy crap. And so growth begins at the end of your comfort zone, right? Some of these things are uncomfortable. That was uncomfortable to me because I didn't know what that was. I couldn't protect my wife. I couldn't protect my kid. How can society expand our understanding? What can we do?
Nothing except for just sit down and have open conversations, right? That's where all of that starts at. I mean, I look at, and I give you an example, right? You know, some of the PD guys or some officers or even, you know, some of the case managers from juvenile justice from Brown County, you know, sometimes when they're meeting certain families, instead of them just being like, well, I'm going to go do this myself. Mm-hmm. The bigger thing is we talk.
Yeah.
You ask. Right.
Right. Right.
And for them, they're asking for help. Like, hey, look, I want to get this off on the right foot.
Right.
You know, because then you already knock down barriers.
Yeah.
In walls. Right.
Yeah.
And I look at that and I say it all the time. Like, you know, I mean, I'm Catholic. Right.
Okay.
So we go to Mass every Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, my brother-in-law had did like this. He had did like this huge project. My brother-in-law, Peter Weiss, he had did this huge project just on diversity at parishes in Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I can't tell you how many people came up to me and they were just like, man, you know, like it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But allowing for your uncomfortable to not be your comfortable. And just, I always say, you know, my mother, you know, so when you talk, my mother grew up in Arkansas, born and raised.
No kidding.
Yeah, oh man, I'm serious.
Wow.
So like her middle school was burnt down.
I bet she had some stories.
Some?
Yeah.
Like, you understand.
Did she ever talk about that?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So like she grew up in Arkansas.
Right.
Born and raised.
I would love to hear some of those.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
15 minutes from Memphis.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, one thing for her, and I talk about that all the time, is, you know, she would always tell us, you know, don't sit here and be a victim. Don't sit here and talk about what ain't nobody going to give you and what you deserve.
Right.
You go and you go take it and you go get it.
Right, right.
And not meaning go and take it and, you know.
Unlawfully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you need to understand that nobody's going to just sit here and give you anything.
Right.
And so that's how we were raised, because I think I know for a fact, you know, the things that she saw, her middle school being burnt down, you know, based off people wanting integration. Mm. You know what I mean? So she just grew up, you know, and like she grew up picking cotton.
Really?
I kid you not, you know. But it was never something where she spoke about it in a way where it was like, okay, be a victim. If anything, it was like, hey, listen, I came from this.
Break the cycle.
But I'm, I'm breeding y'all to take it further.
Yeah, that's.
And so she didn't, you know, there was never a time where I came home and I was like, hey, man, this kid called me this or this or this. Yeah. Her bigger thing was, you have to be mentally tough, you know what I mean, at all times. And so I just, all of it was just used as motivation for me. And I think from a society standpoint, you know, I also have to expect if suddenly you, if we want to sit down and have a candid conversation about something, we talked about that, you know, briefly, I have to expect that you can only display what you know.
Right.
So if you end up saying something where I'm like, no, nah, that's not all right. Like, you can't say that. You know what I'm saying? I can't look at you and be like, oh, I knew it. You was raised.
You're one of them.
Yeah.
You're
like, one of them. No, you don't know that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. You don't know that you can't say that. So now I'm here to be like, okay, listen.
And I think, like, as much as your mom said, don't be the victim, break that cycle.
Yeah,
I think that's up to my parents to say, if you ever say that, if you ever think that, if you ever look at someone that doesn't look like you and look and think that they're
less than.
Yes.
I mean, all of that. It all starts at home, right? And I think, you know, I mean, for me, right, my wife is white.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I a lot of that teaching, man, it starts at home. Mm-hmm. I don't really get caught up in it. And granted, yes, man, I mean, I still go through things now.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
You know what I mean? But
how do you handle that?
Because I grew up having to go through it anyway. So it wasn't something like, it's not anything that makes me, you know what I mean? I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, a lot of that stuff, even some of the things that were said to me growing up of what I wasn't going to be. You know what I mean? A lot of that was just like, okay.
I remember that.
Yeah. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
I don't forget.
Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
So when I run into you again.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And I see you and it's, oh my, I can't believe it. Mm-hmm.
There was a teacher. She's now the principal at the school we went to, and now she's leaving to be a superintendent. And the stuff that she said to me, you know, when I was like a kid with ADD, right? So like I was the class clown, all that stuff. But she said stuff to me, and she said stuff to people in my class that were people of color, and I was like, boy, that's messed up, right? Mm. So I remember it's like if I ever see you again. Oh, am I going to throw this in your face? You said I would not amount to anything. You told me that I was going to have to take pills all my life and sit down. You know, you said I should get used to serving people at McDonald's. Oh, my God, am I going to remember that?
But, you know, you look at some of those things. And, like, for me, it wasn't even just, you know, it wasn't teachers. It was people in the neighborhood. You know, like, it was, you know, it was everywhere, you know, where it was like, man, you ain't, I don't know, you know, and like, it didn't help neither, you know. I think me and my brother are like the first two college graduates, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like really,
yeah,
legitimately,
yeah,
on both sides, like I, you know, so I just, I don't know, my mind, like I don't go through all these things about like, hey, you know, what do people think? I don't care what nobody else thinks. I'm about to go do what I want to go do right now. And my mind is set on, like, I'm going to own this, and you know.
This car.
That's all, you know, and granted, I always say, you know, anybody that's pursuing anything, life is going to beat you up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's going to be because it's going to come with that, you know?
And if you think it beats you up on the rise, wait till you get to the top.
Yeah, like because
everybody's trying to knock you
Yeah, up. Like it gets even crazier you know what I mean? Yeah. Or even when people assume that you're at the top.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, because like even for me, you know, at different points I go through it like, oh, you know, Eddie, like, you know, who does he think he is? Or like, you know, for me, even people who look like me, like, oh, if he can do it, so can I. It's like, oh, my
You have no idea.
Right? Yeah, man. Like you don't even understand. You know what this looks like or what it takes on a consistent basis. So I just think you
how much sleep you lose.
Hell yeah. Sleep, man. You ain't getting no damn sleep. Like, you're going to sleep when you're dead.
That's right. Yeah.
I tell my kids that. Like, yeah. I sleep when I'm dead because,
yeah.
you know, everything else. But and that's why I say, you know, like, I don't, you know, sometimes people want to talk. I don't really want to talk politics. I mean, we got to focus on what's in front. And I'm not saying you, but I'm saying in general, you know, like, as a community and how we all deal with things. We just got to be open to the educational part and talking and understanding one another that the way you came up is different than me.
Yep.
And the way that I
came, appreciating
that's it.
Yes.
That's right. That's the only thing because, you know, that's all we got at the end of the day. Okay, you grew up different than me.
Yeah.
All right, let me learn some about, and I'm going to teach you about me and how it looks like being a black man.
This is awesome. I love this discussion. The Rational Revolution, Mark Becker here with Eddie Boyce. We'll see you back in a little bit.
Tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You say you're not a real solution. Well, you know.
Welcome back. Rational Revolution here. Mark Becker is your host. Eddie Boyce is my guest. He is the founder of Better Days Mentoring. And you guys are killing it. Like there was a picture, and you had an event, and like, I think like Jordan Love was there. And we got Packers. Was it the Coat Drive? Is that what it was?
Yeah, every year.
Oh my God, is that cool?
Yeah, that's been really great. You know, I remember, and this is crazy. Like, I'm driving home one day, and my phone rings, but I don't know the number.
Yeah.
Usually I don't pick it up.
Yeah, okay.
So I pick it up.
I don't either.
I pick it up and I'm like, hello. And it was like this deep voice. I speak to Eddie Boyce. I'm like, who is this? It's Greg Rugemeyer.
Oh, no way. Yeah, really?
I swear. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Greg Rugemeyer is the director
of player engagement.
Personnel for Packers.
Yeah, director of player engagement. So I start, you know.
He does have a deep voice.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Mark,
you know what I'm saying? And like, you know what I'm saying? He's a pretty, you know, just.
Big dude.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a burly dude.
Imposing,
you know?
Imposing man.
Yeah, so yes. I'm like, what's, like, you know, how can I help? He was like, hey, you know, I got your number from one of the officers that works the games in our security detail. And I want our players to come around and collaborate more.
That's cool.
You know, and do much deeper things on a more ground level. And I was like, I said, okay. And it's going from there, you know. You know, normally, you know, I would, you know, do some coat drives,
mm-hmm.
you know, 50 coats, 100 coats, but like, you know, right away, you know, Jair and those guys were like,
That's so cool.
The last one we just did, we had 750 codes.
I know. Yeah, you guys.
We got rid of them in like 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I kid you not. And like people were like, hey, man, like, did you put anything out on like, you know, like a news thing? I'm like, no, because I know everybody.
Right. Yeah. No, you know it was. Yeah.
So right away when I released it, like, you know what I'm saying? On social, it was like, it was gone. It was like 60 shit. Like in me, it was gone. So like, but like, that's the beauty too of being in the community. And I think, I know, you know, like that's the part that, you know, Gray and a lot of those guys enjoy is because it can almost, you come here to Green Bay and you don't always think that there are a lot of struggles and a lot of people in need, but there is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people always say like, man, most people, they wouldn't even come out to get no coat, but everybody know Eddie. They know Eddie don't care at all. You know what I'm saying? Because I come from where they come from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think it's so cool because, like, you know, there are people that do things like that, not necessarily for the people who they're serving, but they do it for themselves.
Mm.
And you do it, and it's so, it comes from a place where it's so genuine.
Yeah.
And, like, that's really a cool thing.
No, that's a blessing, right? Those are the gifts.
But and it's a blessing for the community.
Yeah, but it's only right?
Yeah.
For me to give back, you know what I'm saying? To the same community that, again, I used to cause trouble in. Or at times, you know what I'm saying? I'm being
fun,
for real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But also being here, it makes sense to, you know, to also still be a part of it. Yeah. And so, like, even for those guys, where they're coming from bigger cities.
Yeah.
And they like, man, it's a lot of people that struggle. Like, you know, and for some of them, you know, don't make jokes like, I ain't realized maybe I had this many black people.
Yeah, right.
I'm like,
even when we went to school, how more diverse it is now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But like East was like the most diverse school, period.
Now
like,
white people are the minority.
Man, that whole side of town, Washington, all of that. Like it's all just kind of changed. So I think, you know, having those guys, and like I said, you know, I think it was great that even for Gray, you know, to just randomly call me, but he had got my number from somebody, but to say like, no, like I want to be involved with things directly in the community. And he was like, I'm like, yeah, like I'm in it every day. Like, and you know, some of the kids that I've mentored are kids of parents that I grew up with. And then it's oh man, like, you know, like the young boy, you know, he'd be talking crazy. Like, man, I ain't doing that. And, oh, what? What you mean?
I know your dad.
Hey man, you better stop playing. Then suddenly I pull up to his house and his mama like, I told you, this Eddie, right? Here you go. There you, but now you know what that's gained from him? The respect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or even the daughter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it allows for me to say things that a lot of times a lot of people can't say because the credibility is there. You can't assassinate that and say, oh, well, no, I grew up with your mom and your dad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like fighting and, you know, some of the homies, you know, they gangbang. Or some of them, they end up going to prison. All of those things are credibility things that you can't take away. So, you know, even when you circle, you know, when you circle around, you talk about, you know, those guys being involved. Those guys come from bigger cities.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those players. So, I mean, it's good. And like those guys, like I still talk to those guys and they're already like, hey man, we gotta
do it again.
Yeah, we excited. Like
we don't have a ton of time in it I really want to hit on Angelina's, your spot. Dude, I tell you, if you're in Green Bay, you gotta go. It's the food is the best. You walk into their patio, you close your eyes, you think you're in Tuscany. Like it is it doesn't get better. Really.
That was another thing, right? You know, people would always ask me, like, what made you do that? Why not?
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Where I'm from, like, people don't even take those type of chance or risks. You know, they just say, you know, you grab a basketball or a football.
Yeah.
My mind has always been like, oh, yeah. And, like, it's crazy because I grew up with that family.
Yeah.
Right? So when they first opened in 98, they were right where the Fresh Kind is at right now. I mean, you got 8-10 tables.
Yeah.
And then when they moved over on Adams,
that's the best location in town.
Yeah, like it is. You know, upstairs, yeah. I was in like all the natural vines that go across the wall. Like it's crazy, right? But so pre-COVID, her son Nermat, who's always been a chef, the 25 years, he came, you know, we would always talk, I would always go in. We all grew up together. We lived two blocks from one another. But I think he noticed Angelina was getting to a point where she was like, okay, I'm ready to bow out.
Yeah, yeah.
I've spent, you know, 30 years and I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I've been in it.
Yeah. No, you got about 10 seconds.
Yep. So, and fast forward, you know, 2022, it was a done deal.
That's awesome. Please come spend your money there. Eat the food there. It's the best in town. Eddie Boyce, I cannot say thank you enough for what you do, who you are. Thank you for being here, for sharing your story. You guys have a great everything else, and we'll see you next week.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
It is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's Top 100. Our theme this week, healthcare. You're not going to want to miss a single episode.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israeli strikes in northern Gaza, claiming the lives of at least 39 people today. Emergency workers searching for survivors at the site of a strike in the Shadi refugee camp west of Gaza City. William Schomburg heads the Red Cross office there.
A very tough day for the team, for the victims, for the families. And a very difficult day for the Red Cross.
This a day after at least 25 people were killed in strikes on tent camps near the southern city of Rafah. A mass shooting in Arkansas leaving 3 people dead, at least 10 others injured in a grocery store. 44-year-old suspect in custody. Decisions still to come before the Supreme Court adjourns for the summer, including a ruling that could impact criminal charges for hundreds of January 6th defendants. And the question of immunity for former President Trump during his time in office. President Biden spending the weekend at Camp David preparing for his first debate this year with former President Trump. This is ABC News. The 7th state now expected to have an abortion measure on the ballot in November. More from ABC's Chuck Sabertson.
Add to the states where voters could rule on a constitutional amendment enshrining abortion rights in the state's constitution, Montana. Abortion access advocates announcing they have submitted more than 117,000 signatures, almost double the required number. Abortion is currently allowed until fetal viability in Montana. Since the fall of Roe, voters in 6 states have voted to protect abortion access, including in Kansas, Kentucky, and Ohio. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A group saying they hacked a company that provides software to car dealerships in North America is demanding tens of millions of dollars in ransom, according to Bloomberg News. CDK Global was hit by back-to-back cyber attacks Wednesday. For customers, it's meant delays at dealerships and vehicle orders. The company says it's investigating the incident after it shut down all of its systems out of what it calls an abundance of caution. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Testosterone. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver.
and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The